If you have an older loved one in your life, whether you are an active and primary caregiver or just someone who receives their calls and questions about how to properly send a text on their phone, you know how stressful it can be as people age, right? But what if there were people in your community, in their community, willing to help out? That is the idea behind an organization called NeighborForce. It connects older adults to community members who can provide care, but also companionship, from helping around the house to running errands, all that kind of stuff. Joining us now to talk about how the service works is Paige Wilson. She is the founder of NeighborForce, and she joins us from Richmond, Virginia. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
You don't currently operate in Canada, but I still wanted to do this interview. I wanted to have this conversation because I think it's so helpful for us to think about how we support our seniors differently. Tell us what inspired you to start NeighborForce in the first place.
Sure. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Well, several years ago, my 78-year-old mother broke her hip. And I had a demanding career in investment banking. I was widowed young, raising a teenage daughter, and trying to support my mom. She lived 5 minutes away, and I loved her to pieces. But it was all those little things that you just said. The big one that I had was reprogramming the remote.
I have driven 2 hours to do that very thing for my mother.
Yeah, exactly. And next week you have that call again. And so what I quickly found was, you know, she did not need an aide or a nurse. This was not a healthcare issue. These were just all these little things that kept her happy, independent in her home. And so I realized there's really just a huge void. You're either fully independent or you can rely on your family. And then there's nothing until you need an aide or a nurse. And so after she passed away, I started looking for a solution.
And what is that solution as you see it and in terms of what you've created?
Sure. Well, you know, as I started to do the research, I'm a finance person. So all of the data around aging demographics was new to me. But, you know, the first thing is 11,000 baby boomers are turning 65 every day.
Wow.
And in the next decade, the number of people over 65 is growing by almost 50% and tripling in the next three decades. It's called sometimes the silver tsunami, or as the gerontologists have corrected me, the age wave. Mm. And so obviously there are all these older people aging. And by the way, I'm the tail end of the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with aging. When you stop aging, that's a problem. But all these older adults want to stay in their home. 9 out of 10 people want to age in their home, and they want to stay connected. You know, they're lonely. And so throughout history, that's always come from family, just like I was doing. But here's the statistic a lot of people hadn't looked at, which is the number of family caregivers over that same three decades is dropping by more than half. Mm. Families are just smaller and more dispersed, and they're stretched, you know, having kids later and sandwiched as I was feeling. So
we are very used to being matched to people and to service providers over the phone. There's almost no category of our life in which you can't match someone. It could be a love connection. It could be someone to clean your gutters. Right. How does that connection work on NeighborForce?
So at NeighborForce, you know, we built it, and it scares people when we say this is an Uber-like model, because this is not Uber, but it's that idea that, you know, if you just need a backup an hour or two here or there, and sometimes last minute, maybe you're at the office and your parents call, we're using technology to kind of mobilize all of these people in the community that don't really want a full-time job or even a part-time job. They don't want to go work for a home care agency, but they would love to step in if they're available and kind of be that backup son and daughter. So that's what the technology does. Most of the people who sign up are the adult children looking for help with their parents. But there's some seniors that are calling on their own behalf, and some use technology and some don't, and they are calling.
One of the big differences I can imagine that you run into with Uber is who cares who the driver is? They're just taking you from point A to point B.
Right.
I care who goes into my mom's house to fix her remote control on her television, and I don't want that to be a different person every single time. How do you factor those concerns in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, you're not picking and interviewing your helper or your caregiver. You have to trust the system. All of the neighbors are fully vetted. And, you know, I've always said I'm going to publish a book one day with their application. There's a paragraph about why they want to be a neighbor. That's what the helpers are called. And they all come with their own why. They've done it with their own parents. They've seen it with their grandparents. Their parents live out of town, et cetera. So they are great people to start with. But our matching system does, if you've got a recurring visit, it's going to give you the same neighbor. It's always going to, if the neighbor that you've had most often, it's going to attach you to that neighbor. But what we also find is because older adults are a little bit isolated, and of course, COVID's only impacted that more, it's actually good to meet more than one person. Everybody brings a little something different to the table, and it's expanding their social network.
How much does it cost?
So it is, in the US, $25 for 1 hour. That's less than you pay for your pet center if you, if make that into an hour. And it's a 1 hour minimum. So there's no signing a contract for a monthly service. There's no 4 hour, 8 hour minimum. Literally after an hour, we prorate every 5 minutes. So if you're going to the beauty parlor and it takes an hour and 35 minutes, that's all you get charged.
Now, there are many services that seniors can benefit from. Some, you know, we reference the TV remote, and some are personal support workers. Like, you actually need someone who's got perspective and training and how to lift you into the shower safely. Sure. Where does the line get drawn in terms of those, in terms of the services that a neighbor can provide?
Right. And that's a great question. And that's something that I thought might have been a little more difficult for the market to get. But we draw the line right at short of what's called personal care. So bathing, feeding, safe transfers, all of those things where you need training. You know, we're helping get the fitted sheet on the bed, you know, making a grilled cheese and tomato soup for lunch, you know, cleaning out the back bedroom because the grandkids are coming to visit, taking a walk, going to the museum, all of those kind of things. Really, you know, like a son or daughter would do. I never wanted to do some of those heavier things for my own mother.
Right. One of the criticisms of the gig economy is that it isn't so great for workers. Like, Uber Eats doesn't pay very well, and the service takes a big cut from the restaurants, which the restaurants complain about. How do you address that?
Yeah. So our neighbors, on average, they're working 4 hours a week. So they view this as, in many ways, paid volunteerism.
Right.
If it's a neighbor who really needs 20, 30, 40 hours of sustained income to pay their bills, this is not the right answer for them. We have school teachers that do this on top of, you know, their primary income. So, you know, in that way, they don't obviously feel like they're being taken advantage of. And by the way, our average client is using us 4 hours a week. And studies show that as little as 4 hours a week can keep you in your home. You know,
yeah, I believe it. I believe it. That's, you could do all the light bulbs in a house in
an
hour, right? There are so many concerns about fraud against seniors for good reason. They're vulnerable. How do you protect against that?
Yeah. So a couple things. Obviously, everyone is fully vetted through our application process, interview process. And then we do, you know, the full spectrum of background check, and we pull their driving records and so forth. But the other thing I tell people, and I'm sure we're going to have a bad actor at some point, but, you know, you have fraud when you've got a full-time worker, probably underpaid, in the home of a sick client. You know, that's a tough 8 hours or 24 hours, and you're not hands-on. So they're asleep and you could be sneaking around in the dining room. Our neighbors, I mean, this is everything they're doing together in these visits, which average just over 2 hours. They're doing it together. And it's fun. You know, we say our company's inspired by joy. So we're really bringing that positive energy to our clients. And that's what we want to leave them with.
Well, let our conversation be the first you have when you decide to expand to Canada.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Paige. I appreciate your time today.
Appreciate it.
Paige Wilson is the founder of NeighborForce. It's kind of a little bit Uber, connecting community members with older adults who need a little bit of help around the house.